Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Georgia Tech's got NC State at home tonight, 7:30 in Atlanta, if you want to go. Another thing you can go to. We don't have any tickets to it, but you can go. Or you can watch it on ESPN as well. Hopefully Georgia Tech gets the win. They'll get the 7 wins. They're already bowl eligible, but build on it, man. Keep building on what's been a really nice year. Let's get back to the college football playoff rankings and the teams that are playing for the college football playoff. Obviously, the biggest game this weekend is between Indiana and Ohio State. I would assume Indiana would want to put all their best guys out there and try to win the game.
Yes.
But I guess not everyone feels that way. Here's Joey Galloway from ESPN giving his thoughts on what Indiana should do.
But if I'm Indiana, I am protecting my quarterback.
You can't do that.
Why can you not do that?
You can't do that.
Why? That's a culture killer. That's a culture killer.
What?
That's a culture killer.
That plus if you
did, did you hear Reese say they've lost more games than anybody. They have a chance to get in the playoff, and it looks like they're getting in. The only argument, and we said the same thing last year, Jordan Travis got hurt for Florida State. They didn't get in. If I'm Indiana, say what you want. I'm protecting my quarterback.
Okay. Now, this was on the show. I didn't watch it, but I listened to the Game Day podcast this morning, and he said it again. And so I was wondering, I was like, so what is your thought process behind this? Taking their quarterback out. Talking about Indiana. Taking their quarterback out, and if they lose, are you saying they're going to be still be in, so don't get them hurt for the stretch?
So I guess his – and again, it's
I did
hard.
Not understand it.
I just so vehemently disagree with it almost every direction.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to track the rationality here. But I think what he's saying, because he brought Florida State into it, is they're in anyway. He feels like they're in anyway.
Okay.
And the only way that they could get left out is if Rourke gets hurt and they lose the game or whatever. But Rourke gets hurt, and then the committee's like, well, they're not the same team without him.
Okay, I understand that part. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Is that what he was saying?
I don't know.
No, because, I mean, if he's saying that, that means that he thinks that Indiana, even with a loss, is still going to get
which
in.
Which I don't agree with. I don't think that that's
me
true.
Me neither.
I think that if Indiana loses to Ohio State on Saturday and a few other things, you know, obviously other things would have to take place in order for Indiana to get left out.
Right.
But it wouldn't shock me if Indiana were to get left
out. No, it wouldn't. But then he with the culture whole part about it, what he was saying.
Oh, I agree with that part, too.
Yeah. But no, but the culture, no, they were saying, well, what about the culture? And he elaborated on that part, basically was talking about what culture of what? What does Indiana have a culture of?
I know, but that's
I love what he said. I love the reason why he said it. I love the reason why he said about it though. What culture does he just got there? He ain't set no culture. He's setting one, but how do you set a culture when your team is full of transfers?
Okay, but that would then be the culture.
Transfers?
No, like we're gonna bench a guy for what?
No, you don't do that because that's just wrong.
Right. Yeah. But I also think that's a crazy message.
It's a terrible message.
Beyond just that, it isn't true. Like they're not in any way, and it probably wouldn't work and all that kind of stuff. But that's also like you're on that team and you're like, hang on a second, you're gonna bench our guy
exactly
for what?
But that's what I'm
saying. Like you lose the whole group.
But then they kept saying culture. Now you can say losing the team, but a lot of times, I think a lot when you think about culture, you think about the overall thing, not just 11 games in. 11 games in is not forming culture,
sure.
You know. And I think that's what Joy was talking about because you got a transfer and all that. Now you're absolutely correct. There's no way in hell he's even thinking like that as if you're a coach.
But then I hesitate to do this because the rationality behind it is just so flawed. But because they don't have much of a culture yet, they could get away with something.
No,
like
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, not you. Oh, like, that's. No.
Oh, that's
what
he's
suggesting?
Saying. Yeah, that's like what Joey's saying.
But, like, to say what culture is to be like because they haven't – because Cignetti's only been there for 10 games.
No, it's the culture of football that you don't do
that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, that's not just Indiana.
That's not just Indiana. That's the culture of football
that
you don't do that.
That's a non-competitive mindset.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I keep saying, does he automatically assume, and that's probably Joey, that if they lose this game, are they still in the playoff
mix? And I guess that would be where he's coming at it from, which, all right, let's just take that part of it and leave all the other nonsense to the side. I don't agree with that. Like, I think that because they're already being picked apart, rightfully so, like, they haven't, you know, their strength of schedule is outside the top 100, and people are asking, you know, where's the great win and all that kind of stuff. If the one really good team that you play – and depends on how they lose, too. But if they get smoked by Ohio State, It wouldn't surprise me if they're on the outside looking in at the end of it.
No, I mean, that's what
because there's going to be other teams with more impressive resumes.
I think that, and that's the one, the caveat I saw this morning was, can you put an 11-1 Indiana team over a whatever in two Tennessee teams? And then, you know, I mean, I don't know how they do it because this committee, it's not driving me crazy like it drives some other people. But I'm just like, I don't know what they're, I don't understand the criteria of what it is, you know. But I go back to, I told Abe, I listened to the first part of his show, and he was saying a lot of things that we were saying yesterday about the Bulldogs. Where the hell were they going to go? Like, where they weren't going to jump anybody. They weren't going to jump Ole Miss or Alabama. So where were they going to jump? I know a lot of people have it in because, you know, Miami was off. Alabama played Mercer. They jumped them. What was the criteria why they had to jump them?
Right. You know what I mean? Alabama, this is the issue that people have because they're trying to apply like one team's logic to another team's logic.
You can't do it.
Yeah. And just trying to find any logic in it is frustrating. I think what they're just doing is looking at it like on a week-by-week basis and where they think these teams are there. Because, yeah, if you're looking at Alabama jumping up three spots by beating Mercer and Georgia jumping up two spots by beating Tennessee – that's insane. If you're looking at it as Georgia falling nine spots for losing on the road to Ole Miss, who's ranked in the top 10, and BYU falling eight spots for losing at home to Kansas, that's insane. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But you can't look at it like that. That's not what it is. They're not using like one-for-one logic with all of these things. They're just trying to look at it, and I think they're trying to look at it from a big-picture perspective and do the best they can to rank the teams in the order that they think they belong in weekly. I think that's what it is.
Okay. I'm going to go with your explanation. Because, I mean.
What other would there be?
Exactly. I don't know.
We're trying to piss everybody off?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is,
We're
too.
Trying to get everybody to tune in
maybe.
At 7 o'clock or whenever every Tuesday. So let's do this.
Maybe.
Let's do this.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, let's do this.
Maybe that. Now, I think because we're, like, the Georgia frustration, understandable. Like, I think where so many of these teams started have sort of handcuffed them in terms of where they
have
to keep them.
I agree.
They decided that Miami was up here and Texas was up here and in all these teams, and they haven't lost.
Exactly.
So they're going to keep them there.
One thing that
they've shown is they're not going to drop a team for winning.
Yes.
Even if they're beating Mercer or whatever. Like, you're going to kind of stay where you are for winning. The good thing is they all play games still. And Ohio State and Indiana both have an opportunity to prove it.
Yes.
Now, on Saturday.
Now, Oregon's in the Big 12 championship.
They are.
The winner of this game. The winner of this game is in.
Yes.
Right. Right or wrong, right?
Yeah.
Winner of this game is in.
Yeah. Yes.
Ohio State loses again. They're out, right?
I don't know.
They lost to Oregon twice.
Well, if they lose to Oregon twice. Yeah, but Oregon's the number one team in the country. They're undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's always.
What if Ohio State loses to Indiana?
Where does Ohio State go?
I know.
Yeah.
So then they've lost twice to the number one team in the country who's undefeated. And what would be, at that point, the number two team in the country
because
they beat them, and who's also undefeated. You know what I mean? Like, is Ohio State not going to make the playoff for losing to the number one and number two teams in the country that are both undefeated?
They shouldn't, but
they'll still make the playoff.
How do we know how these people at Grapevine think, dog?
We don't.
Yeah.
But what we do, I think, know historically is that Ohio State's going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, but we talked about
the brand is going to get the benefit of the doubt.
The benefit brands. We talked about the benefit brand. And the only big brand that if they lose again won't get the benefit is Notre Dame. And Notre Dame loses their doubt.
Well, and again, Notre Dame is getting more benefit of the doubt than they deserve currently. They lost to Northern Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unforgivable loss, but it really isn't.
If it would have happened last week, they'd be 15th.
Yes.
But it happened in September and everyone's forgotten about it.
Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois isn't even going to finish 500 in their conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's not
Notre
like,
Dame,
you know what I mean? It's not like they jumped up and got beat by some like really good group of five school. They aren't good.
Now they're give me my money.
They're an ungood team, and they beat Notre Dame. But Notre Dame's won all their other games. They got Army this weekend. Mm-hmm. Army's undefeated.
And right.
They got to beat the hell out of Army.
Undefeated. And their biggest thing, because, I mean, Notre Dame's defense is legit. They got to get possession.
What if Army wins? How fun would that be?
Oh, I would love to see Army beat Notre Dame.
They beat them, and then they would play in their conference championship game, and, like, I don't know. They could sneak their way in as the highest-ranked group of five team.
Could you see Army in the group of five?
It would be awesome.
And then, like, a team with they're not going to rank it that high. But, I mean, I think, you know, the whole thing with Notre Dame is because it's damn Notre Dame, they're always going to get the benefit of the doubt. If they're, especially now in the 12-team playoff with the one loss, or if they're undefeated. no matter who they play. But they always play a schedule that you can say, oh, right. Well, they play this team.
No matter who they lose to.
They play this team.
No matter. Yeah, no, that's true. It's true. That's the one, I mean, you know, if I'm behind them, that's the one that I'm frustrated by. Because you're probably, like, Alabama's better than Notre Dame.
Yes.
Georgia's better than Notre Dame.
Yes.
Tennessee's better than Notre Dame.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and we're going to get bumped out. Because only five teams get auto bids. Seven teams have to get at-larges. Notre Dame has to get an at-large because they're not in the conference. So really only six teams get at-larges because Notre Dame's getting
And that's going to be the thing, how they split up.
Don't be mad at Indiana. Be mad at Notre Dame. Okay? Can we just agree on that? Like, everyone's so mad at Indiana.
That's why the split is, because we were talking about yesterday, oh, who gets, I was like, oh, damn, we forgot Notre Dame. If they went out, Notre Dame's getting one of the at-large bids.
Absolutely they are. Absolutely. They've told us. They put them at six and left them there. Like, come on. All right. We just got to root for Army. That's easy. We get behind Army.
The Go Cadets.
Yeah. We get behind Army.